interpretation there for yourself. All right. After Cup Copy, we had some local music there back from 1991 there, and Heretics gave us Saints and Angels. That's off of Continuous Soft Hits on the Head. Simple Minds was in there with Sanctify Yourself off of their 1985 release Once Upon a Time. The Vapors gave us Jimmy Jones. That's off of The Best Of there from 1996, and the track was originally released in 1981. And we wrapped it up there with New Order and True Faith. That's the version that's off of the Bright Lights Big City soundtrack from 1988, which I think is the best version, in my humble opinion. All right, we got, like I said, we're going to get time for one last track here. We're going to hear from Winter Coats. Have a great holiday, everyone. Take care.
As we drink eggnog, the rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of Jarrell's. Like each and every year, Carol. Miss Carol. Miss Carol.
You got it on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. It is the Lounge Saturdays. It is Danny, and I'm hanging in studio with Samantha.
Hey,
how you doing, darling?
Oh, I'm doing just ducky. I am doing it really ducky.
We're going to have fun tonight. We're going to throw in a couple of Christmas jams in there for you. 855-915-9636. We got the Facebook page up and running. Samantha.
Yeah, I am doing it right now. We are doing it right now.
You got a cute little selfie stick, I have to say, though, right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? We're doing it right now. We are doing it right now.
This is going to be a fun night. We are going to be hearing from DJ Cliff West, your resident DJ of the Lounge. That is coming on. You're also going to hear from Mark Rosenthal of weatherblast.com. We have so much fun coming up tonight. Hey, everyone. How are you? 855-915-9636. This is the Lounge.
Woohoo! Oh, yeah. Hey, now we are live. We are definitely
there
live.
There we go. See this? Samantha is doing an awesome job. She's going to be joining me in studio. Evan is out at the Calhouns and having a good time there.
He is. He can have a couple of drinks for me. How's that?
Yeah.
Have
19,000 for me. So much fun tonight. Love to hear your calls. 855-915-9636. Hit us up on the Lounge Radio Show. It's 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it. me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, cause I feel for you. Feel for you. On the Lounge Saturdays.
Commercial free.
Commercial free.
Your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwbacks. We'll be right back.
101.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. This is the Lounge Saturdays. It is Danny and Inna for Evan Myers, who's at the Kowloon's right now. I'm so jealous having some great Chinese food, but I'm blessed to be in studio with Samantha of 95.9 WETD in Marshfield. That was a hot set, Salt and Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
We were pushing it there and also kicked it off with Chaka Khan. Mm-hmm. And I feel for you. And I feel for the people here in New England because this weather is absolutely insane. We're going to check a look at the weather forecast.
Pounding weather.
Plummeting temperatures.
Nasty weather.
Meteorologist Mark Rosenthal from weatherblast.com. How you doing, buddy?
Good. What's happening? You getting ready for Christmas? What'd you buy me?
I have to go to Amazon.com.
Oh, really?
I haven't even done...
I'm a 44 long, and I'm not just talking about my nose.
Oh! No!
Schmatta-bing, schmatta-boom.
Schmatta-bing, schmatta-boom. What is with this weather? I'm sick of this because we're already getting this cold front, this cold air. What's up with this?
Well, it's not that bad. I mean, it could be a lot worse. We haven't had a lot of snow, and it's cold. I mean, it's December. It gets cold, and it's going to be cold, you know. But there's no big storms for the next several days, although there are some signs around Christmas that we might get stormy along the East Coast. We'll see. Anyway, overnight, here's the deal going on. Certainly bundle up, even though the winds are down. Clear sky. Temps by morning falling back into the teens. Tomorrow, Sunday, we're looking at partly sunny and cold weather. It'll be in the upper 20s in Pittsburgh tomorrow.
Yeah, for the Pats game.
It's going to be cloudy. A few rain or snow showers there. It'll be 35 to 40 with a southwest wind at about 10 miles an hour. So the wind in Pittsburgh, not a factor at all tomorrow. And then for us, tomorrow night in Boston, we're talking cloudy, cold weather. There might be a touch of light snow late at night, and it might impact the morning queue. That's amazing. Amazing. On Monday, with temperatures starting in the 20s and winding up to about 35 during the afternoon, a few flakes or a little drizzle. And then we break into the 40s on Tuesday. Colder weather comes back for the second half of the week. But again, we're tracking some big changes coming by Christmas.
These good changes, do we see any chance of significant snow, a white Christmas at all? Or?
Well, I'll tell you, there's going to be a real battle zone between very warm air to the south, to the mid-Atlantic all the way down to Florida, and very cold air in Canada. And there's going to be a frontal zone stretched from Texas to south of New England. And where that battle zone sets up will determine if we get rain or snow here on Christmas. There's a lot of cold air that could push in here, so I'm a little bit nervous about that, but it's still over a week away. I've been following the trends, and of course, I'll be following it every day on weatherblast.com. And you can check me out there. But yeah, it's really interesting. You know, I think there's a lot of potential cold coming.
In checking you out, where are you tonight, Mark?
Well, we are at Ray's New Garden Restaurant, where we normally are this Saturday night. Ray's New Garden Restaurant in Needham, doing karaoke with Joanne and Jethro Mills. We've had some great crowds there. If you like to sing, you like great food, you want to have a drink, come on down. We always have fun there. We're there till about midnight.
Do you have any new songs that you prepared? I know the last time you were on, you sang Lady in Red.
No, I did. I sang Lady. And you know what I've been working on? I've been doing some Eric Clapton stuff. And you know the song? I think it's by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Ooh, baby, baby. You have to come up really high.
Do we see a recording contract in your future?
Well, I never make long-range forecasts. Actually, I was going to write you a drinking song about your birthday, but I couldn't get past the first few bars.
Oh!
You have to come out there because you've heard my Bon Jovi one, and Bon Jovi's pretty much the only song that I will ever attempt.
You should do it. So, like, what do you do with Bon Jovi?
I do It's My Life, Wanted, Dead or Alive.
I do You Give Love a Bad Name, and at the end of that song, my voice is just shot. It's like, you know, shot to the heart.
I'm always looking for a partner to do that. All right, so we made a couple of deals. So the next time I'm there, can we do a Bon Jovi song together? We would rock the stage.
Absolutely. But you know something? You really got to come down. You got to bring the whole entourage. You got to bring the whole tour there.
We will indeed.
I am up for this.
Samantha's up for this. Samantha is really up for this.
I'd like to sing Baby Come Back.
She wants to sing Baby Come Back.
From Player.
I'm sure we have that. I'm sure we could put, you know, we could bring that out of the archives. And, you know, we'll feature you as our guest singer.
I love this. This will be a great event. Anything going on for the holidays?
No, actually, we're just going to chill out. We're just going to chill. President's trees. Actually, my kids are coming back after Christmas, but like around the 27th, we're just going to hang with them and have the lights on the house. You know, we're Jewish, but I still celebrate Christmas. You should see
Happy Hanukkah.
Part of my house, like a crazy bugger, it's all lit up. We have a Christmas tree in the den, and it's good. How about you guys?
I'm actually I'm down from Maine, which is a good thing because it is freezing like crazy up in Maine. It was in the 20s, in the teens. We had like five or six inches already in Maine, and it's not going anywhere. Portland, right in Portland, Maine.
You know, I used to be on TV in Portland, Maine, about 11 years ago, and we had a beautiful house in the ocean in Cape Elizabeth. It was so beautiful.
Oh, I love Cape Elizabeth.
Oh, so beautiful. So we actually rented this house for 5 years, and it was unbelievable. You walk into the backyard, there's the ocean banging up against the rocks. It was fun.
Well, thank you, Mark Rosenthal. Have a wonderful Hanukkah. Have a happy holiday. And we will speak with you in 2 weeks. Thank you again. Weatherblast.com. Mark Rosenthal, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Have a good Christmas. Bye. Bye-bye.
You want to check the latest forecast? That's where you go. Weatherblast.com. We are going to get back into the music. It is the Lounge Saturdays here on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
That's all. Let me see the tubes and rolls. Yeah, 1994, 69 boys backed up by the quartet of DJs. One time, cotton candy, sweet and go. Let me see the juice and roll. Come on, come on, just make that juice and roll. Here we go, just make that juice and roll. Yeah, come on, let me see that juice and roll. Get up and roll, and make that juice and roll. To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right.
hanging with us on the Lounge Saturdays. 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston, or globally at WMFO.org.
Cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hump.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me
do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
People say you're Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle, I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on, yeah, sexy lady,
do the Humpty
come
hump.
Come on, I'll do the Humpty hump, hump. Sexy baby,
do
everybody
hump.
Come on and do the
hump.
Do you know what we're doing? We're doing
the Humpty Hump,
y'all.
I'll do the Humpty Hump.
Watch me do the Humpty Hump. Ah, yeah, that's the break, y'all. Let a little of that bass groove right here. Ah, yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my legs was broken, shaking and twitching kinda like I was smoking. Crazy whack funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funking, jumping, gig around, shaking your rump. And when a doo-doo chump punk points a finger like a stunt, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty Dance, here's your chance to do the hump.
Everybody,
do me, baby.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hump.
Sexy lady,
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
WMFO Medford, Boston. You are in the lounge Saturday night in the city here.
Yes. Yes.
That beautiful voice you are hearing is Samantha D'Souza of 95.9 WETD. Evan is on location. He's at the Calhoun and enjoying some Chinese food, which I'm totally jealous of that.
He's having some sauce. He's having...
He's having some sauce?
No.
Sausages? What?
No, wait a minute. He's having this... He's having the saugus wings right now.
The saugus wings?
The saugus wings. If he's having some saugus wings, he needs to bring some back here right now.
That's we were listening to the Humpty Dance, and I think we were doing it right.
Yes, we
were. Put your hand to the left things, and then you were going back to the hotel, which a lot of people are probably going to be doing.
Or you're getting busy at the Burger King bathroom.
They probably will after the Christmas parties, holiday parties that are going on this weekend. But whatever you do,
sure enough,
drive safely.
Yeah,
that's most important. People are already checking in. Javier Pagan of the Boston Police Department, keeping our streets safe. Thank you so much. You got
Lon
in South Dakota. Thank you so much. You got Matt, who is right in Cambridge. Gary Nelson checked in. Paul Ricci, A. Paisano in West Weymouth. And Jeff Pierce, my operations manager up at Portland Radio Group at WGAN. And you want to check in Lounge Radio Show right on Facebook. Samantha, you got some shouts, don't you?
Yes, I do. I got a big shout out going out to Diane, also to Jeff, and also David Wolfson, because he checks in. And also, I have to say a big shout out to Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm just going to say that name. That's all I'm going to say. He's a good friend of mine, too. He's also a great DJ as well.
You had your Christmas party last night?
Yes, I did. Yes, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I was playing photographer, too. By the way,
that's no fun.
Well, yeah, it is kind of fun. I do photography. I'm a budding photographer.
A budding photographer? What exactly is that?
Well, I've always done photography as a hobby, so this might be coming into as a business at some point. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
You have your, you know, I should put that on my list, is to get a selfie stick.
Yeah. Get yourself one of these crazy little selfie sticks. I've had this one for about 2 years.
But, I love it.
But I, you know what's really funny? I had it in my house and it was kind of buried. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I still have this. I mean, I've done some social media and I've done some pictures and Instagram. I'm putting this on my Insta, but I'm also going to throw this crazy picture that you took of me just a couple of minutes ago, and I'm going to throw it up.
It really prevents you from getting carpal tunnel in the hands. I mean,
oh, it does.
I mean, you definitely need one. And that is good. That is something my Santa's hat says, I've been good. What does it say?
It says, I've been good, but you know what? I think you've been very naughty.
I have. You know, wait till we check in with Evan Myers. He has some stories, because I had a couple of moronic moments this week that he's dying to call me out on them. And
I bet he is. Knowing Evan. Oh, Evan.
He does. Why does he do this to me?
I don't know. I love Evan. But, you know, Evan and you together, honey, just... Oh, watch out.
Like ice cream and what goes good with ice cream? Christmas time is here. Well, let's go in. Should we go into a Christmas song?
Yeah, I think we should. Let's do it.
All right, let's do this. This one's a cool one that I dug up from the Quad City DJs. You're also going to hear the 69 Boys, which we just played the Tootsie Roll. So enjoy this. It is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Hey, player, what you gonna get, huh, for Christmas?
Yeah.
Girl, what you gonna get that for?
Come on, come on, come on!
What you gonna get, huh, for Christmas?
Yeah.
Girl, what you gonna get that for?
Da, da, da.
A little bit of this.
Come on,
a little bit of that.
Say what?
A whole lot of this.
Yeah.
A whole lot of that.
Look at Santa Claus, it's real. I'm Christmas, you got to keep it real. I'ma go to the club on Christmas Eve.
Help me out if you can, 'cause I need a real good man, cute with a heart.
three rings.
Just let me live.
Tell me why.
I don't need permission.
I don't need
my own decision. can have money in my pocket and people not talk about me. This world is a trick. I don't know what's going on these days. Got this person over here talking about me. This person. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. This is my prerogative. I can do what I want to do. I made this money. You didn't. Right, Ted? We out of here. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine.
Met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I call her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. Just bust this.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need.
On a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Going back to the 90s.
Yeah, baby.
How you doing?
Oh, woohoo!
Loud Saturdays. Your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwback.
Yeah.
look at me. Tell me, do you like what you see? Do you think you can? Do you think you can do me? Kiss me, pretty baby. Touch me all over. Girl, what makes you think you can deal with me? And leave all your shoes. Would you mind if I looked at you for a moment before I make sweet love?
Backstage, underage, adolescent, how you doing? Fine, she replied. I sighed, I like to do the wild thing. Action took place, hey, kinda wet.
Come on,
don't forget the J, the M, the Y, yo. I need a body bag.
Was 6 o'clock on the swatch watch. No time to chill, got a date. Can't be late, hey. The girl is gonna do me. Move to the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
That booty, smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh no.
Yeah. Oh baby, I like it just like that. I love the way you do it to me, baby. A little bit closer.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay.